Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 12. Salut tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French.
Bonsoir à tous et bonsoir à toi, Marc. Comment vas-tu?
Très bien, merci. Et toi?
Très très bien, j'ai passé une super bonne semaine.
Excellent, qu'est-ce que t'as fait de beau?
Eh ben j'ai travaillé. Et toi?
Ben, j'ai travaillé moi aussi, une semaine très chargée. En fait, pour que nos auditeurs le sachent, so that you know, and that's a nice subjunctive in there, of course, as you know well, nous sommes en train de finir notre production d'une nouvelle série de cours de français, enfin un cours de français, mais pas pour les adultes cette fois. C'est un cours pour les petits, pour les enfants.
Oh super!
Ça s'appelle High Five French et nous sommes en train de tout finir et nous allons le publier bientôt.
Oh ben dis donc, j'ai hâte de voir ça, Marc.
Eh oui, vivement High Five French.
Oh oui, super. Eh bien, c'est excellent. Ce sont de bonnes nouvelles, ça.
Tout à fait. Bon, ce soir, nous sommes de retour avec encore un texte, cette fois-ci de Mathieu.
Ah oui, le comptable.
Le comptable qui travaille à Paris, qui prend le RER tous les matins pour aller au travail, qui a sa copine Gabrielle qui habite à Rennes.
Ah oui, mais ça, Marc, nous le savons déjà tous.
Exactement. Donc, nous allons continuer déjà avec le texte de cette semaine.
Salut, Gabrielle. Oh là là, je ne suis pas si désespéré que ça. Et je fais quand même des choses. Je ne reste pas cloîtré chez moi tout le temps, je sors aussi de temps en temps. En fait, tu sais quoi? Je sors de chez moi tous les week-ends. Bien sûr, je me sens un peu seul, mais cela ne veut pas dire que je ne vois jamais personne. Je connais bien un peu de monde maintenant. Je suis désolé de te décevoir, mais personnellement, je ne me sens pas encore prêt à m'inscrire sur un de ces sites de rencontres. D'ailleurs, tiens, maintenant que tu parles de rencontres, je vais te raconter une histoire. Il y a cette fille qui prend le RER à Ivry-Centre, comme moi. Je l'ai remarqué car, depuis quelques semaines, elle prend le même train que moi, tous les matins, à la même heure. Par contre, je descends à chaque fois avant elle, donc je ne sais toujours pas où elle va ni où elle travaille. Enfin bref, l'autre jour, j'étais complètement perdu dans mes pensées. Je devais encore une fois penser à mon client canadien. Il me prend de plus en plus de temps, celui-là. Du coup, je ne faisais pas attention à ce qu'il se passait autour de moi. D'un seul coup, je me suis juste senti percuté de plein fouet. C'était la jeune fille dont je viens de te parler. Le choc était si fort que j'en ai fait tomber tous les papiers que j'avais dans les mains. Bien sûr, c'était des papiers officiels du bureau. Je l'ai sentie toute gênée. Elle m'a alors aidé à ramasser tous mes documents, qui étaient au sol, et s'est excusée au moins 5 fois. Elle était aussi embêtée qu'une petite fille aurait pu l'être. Elle est partie un peu plus loin, mais je l'ai vue monter dans le même RER que moi. J'étais moi aussi tout penaud et tellement surpris qu'aucun mot n'est sorti de ma bouche. Qu'est-ce que je peux être timide par moments. Enfin, et toi? Quoi de neuf à Rennes? As-tu un peu plus le moral que l'autre fois? Es-tu toujours autant occupé au boulot? Ou est-ce que cela commence un petit peu à se tasser? Je sais que cela ne me regarde pas, vraiment, mais as-tu des nouvelles de Thomas? Êtes-vous allé boire ce verre? Ne t'énerve pas, je veux juste prendre soin de toi. Bon allez, je dois retourner à mes affaires. En bref, je dois continuer à travailler sur mon dossier. J'ai encore beaucoup à faire. Bise, Mathieu.
Ok, alors, comme d'habitude, je vais faire une petite explication du texte en anglais.
Allons-y.
So, as we realize this time, we're getting Mathieu's version of events. As he bumped into Sylvie on the platform, he begins his email by suggesting that Gabrielle was getting a bit carried away in her previous emails. He insists that he does get out from time to time. In fact, he goes out every weekend. He's getting to know people now, and he is insisting that he's not quite ready to sign up for a dating site yet. In fact, given Gabrielle's new obsession with finding him a new girlfriend, he decides to tell her the story of what happened on the RER platform with the girl he's mentioned previously. Of course, we've already heard this story somewhere before. He was completely lost in thought.
J'étais complètement perdu dans mes pensées.
And wasn't paying attention when someone crashed into him. It was the girl he's seen a few times at the station. Of course, as we know, he dropped all his papers as a result, and the girl was very embarrassed. She helped him pick up the papers.
Elle m'a alors aidé à ramasser tous mes documents qui étaient au sol.
And she said sorry at least 5 times. But Mathieu's real regret is the fact that he was so surprised by the whole thing and so flustered that he didn't say a word. And he's a bit frustrated now that he can be so shy sometimes. Mathieu finishes his email with some questions. He wants to know how things are going in Rennes for Gabrielle, if she's still as busy at work, and also if she and Thomas ever did go for a drink. Even if it's none of his business, he's not being nosy, he just wants to look after her, he says. With a lot of work still to do himself, he returns to his dossier canadien. And that is about as much as we need to know about this week's text from Mathieu. Alors, Pierre-Benoît.
Oui, Marc, comme d'habitude, j'ai choisi 4 expressions dans ce courriel.
D'accord, donc nous allons commencer avec la première.
Je ne reste pas cloîtré chez moi tout le temps, je sors aussi de temps en temps.
A nice one. Je ne reste pas cloîtré chez moi.
Oui, rester cloîtré ou être cloîtré.
Okay, let's do a little bit of detective work here, because cloîtré is probably not a common word that our listeners are going to have heard.
No, Mark, it's not a common word. It's not used very often in conversation.
But it's still a nice expression.
Oh, yes, it is. It's beautiful.
So let's see if we can work out what it means. Cloîtré. So it's spelled C-L-O-I with a circumflex, T-R-E acute. And it comes from the noun?
Cloître.
So that's C-L-O-I circumflex T-R-E. Now, there's something that we know about circumflexes.
Uh-huh.
And what happens in old French when the circumflex comes in more modern French? What's the circumflex sometimes replacing? And if you're not sure about this, think of the word la forêt. F-O-R-E circumflex T. I'm sure you know what that word means. And do you have any other examples?
L'hôpital?
Of course, l'hôpital, another word that we know what it means. So, la forêt, the forest, l'hôpital.
The hospital.
So, cloître would become C-L-O-I-S-T-R-E, and therefore it is the word for?
Cloister.
The cloister, that's right. So the cloister that you would find in an abbey.
An abbey, yeah.
Or a church in some way.
Yeah,
a cathedral.
Yeah, a cathedral, that's it.
So the cloisters are referring to somewhere where perhaps monks or nuns would be enclosed. And therefore, to be cloîtré means to be shut away somewhere.
Être cloîtré chez soi.
To be shut away at home, to be enclosed at home, or to be almost locked up at home in a sense.
You could say, je ne suis pas sorti ce week-end, j'avais beaucoup de choses à faire, j'étais cloîtré à la maison tout le week-end.
So I was shut up at home the whole weekend. Okay, so cloîtré is a lovely word. So what Mathieu actually said here was, I don't stay shut up at home or shut in, perhaps, at home the whole time. Je sors aussi de temps en temps. I go out sometimes too, de temps en temps, from time to time. And we're going to see this de something en something in the next expression, I believe.
Don't give it away yet, Mark.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. In the Coffee Break French Season 4 podcasts, we focus on three or four of the main expressions and phrases used in the texts. And of course, Pierre Benoit and I discuss them. But we also produce an extended version. And in this extended version, we talk about everything in the text. So going through all of the texts and explaining all of the grammar, all of the vocabulary used there, and talking about that in an extended podcast. You can access that along with full transcripts at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, let's have a listen to the expression. This is Pierre Benoit's second expression he's chosen.
Il me prend de plus en plus de temps, celui-là.
Now here, Mathieu is talking about his Canadian client, le dossier canadien, or son client canadien. Et il dit, il me prend de plus en plus de temps, celui-là. Nous avons déjà vu ce mot, celui-là. That one takes up de plus en plus de temps.
More and more time.
So there we go. De plus en plus de quelque chose. More and more. So it's a nice expression that you can use. How would we say, for example, I need more and more money these days?
Oh, j'ai besoin de plus en plus d'argent ces jours-ci.
Now, a question there. To need is avoir besoin de, and then more and more is de plus en plus. Do we say j'ai besoin de plus en plus d'argent?
No, you don't repeat de twice. However, if you change the structure over, you could say j'ai besoin de plus en plus d'argent.
Ah, so putting the d'argent, you're carrying over the de from besoin, and it's j'ai besoin de plus en plus d'argent. Okay, so we don't double the de.
No.
If they're coming together, but if the d'argent is coming at the end in that situation, then we do need to say the de.
Before we move on, Mark, our listeners must remember you can also use not just de plus en plus, but de moins en moins.
Ah, less and less. Mm-hmm. So, j'ai besoin de moins en moins d'argent
oui,
ces jours-ci.
Parce que tu es riche maintenant.
Oh oui, tu parles. Actually, that's a nice expression, tu parles.
Ouais, tu
parles. The equivalent of saying, that'll be right. Tu parles, ah, that'll be right, yep. Actually, I've just remembered, there's another context that you can use, tu parles. And I remember living in France and visiting a family that had been very, very kind to me when I lived there. And Pierre, the father, I was talking to him and I was saying, thank you so much for all your kindness. And he said, ah, tu parles. And in that case, it's more, don't mention it. You know, don't. You don't need to say that.
That's it. So it's a different context.
Yeah, but it's a nice expression. Anyway, de moins en moins, de plus en plus.
Alors, nous parlons trop, Marc. Continuons.
Oui, exactement. Donc, troisième phrase. Quelle est la troisième phrase que tu as choisie?
Alors, celle que nous allons écouter maintenant.
Le choc était si fort que j'en ai fait tomber tous les papiers que j'avais dans les mains.
So this is when Mathieu is talking about the shock of. Well, as we know now, Sylvie bumping into him. Le choc était si fort que j'en ai fait tomber tous les papiers. So the shock was so much that I ended up dropping all the papers que j'avais dans les mains. And this is the interesting part here. That I had dans les mains. And how do we translate that in English?
In my hands.
Exactly. So in French, dans les mains, but in English, in my hands. And this occurs very often when we're talking about parts of the body. In French, you don't personalise them. You don't say my head, for example, or I'm going to wash my hair. You're going to say I am going to wash to myself the hair.
Je vais me laver les cheveux.
So it's always les cheveux. You depersonalise the parts of your body in that way.
So how would you say in English, je mets mon chapeau sur la tête?
I am going to put my hat on my head.
Ah, ça c'est super.
Sur la tête. So it's, I am literally going to put my hat on the head.
Yeah, you don't need to say my head. You're not going to put the hat on someone else's head. So.
Indeed. So that's just something interesting in that particular sentence. Tous les papiers que j'avais dans les mains. All the papers that I had in my hands. OK, quatrième expression.
Ne t'énerve pas, je veux juste prendre soin de toi.
So here, Mathieu is telling Gabrielle that he's just looking out for her. Ne t'énerve pas. Don't get angry.
Ne t'inquiète pas.
Don't worry.
Ne t'en fais pas.
Ah, ça on connaît. Donc, ne t'en fais pas. Don't worry about it. Don't worry yourself about it, almost.
What about when you want no mark?
Okay.
Ne te bile pas.
Oh, ne te bile pas. Same expression?
Ouais, se biler pour quelque chose, ne te bile pas.
C'est informel?
Oui. C'est un petit peu familier.
Ok, donc ne te bile pas. Et est-ce qu'on peut dire que quelqu'un se bile?
Quelqu'un se fait de la bile.
Ah, oh, ok, donc c'est comme bile.
Ouais, quand on est malade, ça me rend malade. Don't fret over it. You don't get sick over it. Okay. It's quite nice.
Ne te bile pas, j'aime ça. Ok, donc ne te bile pas. S'énerver is to get angry. But énerver quelqu'un... is to annoy someone.
Oui.
So, mon frère m'énerve tout le temps.
Oui.
My brother gets on my nerves. Yeah. He annoys me. You can also use agacer. So, for example, ça m'agace.
Oui, ma sœur m'agace quand elle écoute sa musique trop fort dans la chambre.
Très bien. So, my sister annoys me. She gets on my nerves when she listens to music too loudly in her bedroom. So, that's agacer.
Embêter.
Embêter, of course, to annoy.
Oui, mon père m'embête parce que il ronfle tout le temps.
My father annoys me. He gets on my nerves because he snores all the time. So that's embêter. And
it's stronger est prendre la tête.
Literally to take the head, but it does my head in. So that's a right good Scottish version of that expression. That does my head in. That totally does my head in. Ça me prend la tête.
Ouais, Marc, c'est trop bizarre quand tu parles avec ton accent écossais, là. Ça me prend la tête.
OK, so, prendre la tête à quelqu'un.
Dis donc, Marc, on rigole de plus en plus dans ce programme.
Tu as bien raison. OK, c'est l'heure d'y aller.
Et oui, malheureusement, comme d'habitude, c'est le moment de nous quitter.
It is indeed. But just a reminder, before we finish, that there is lots more material that you can use to get full advantage out of this particular episode of Coffee Break French. Head over to coffeebreakfrench.com, click on the link for season 4, and there you'll find how to access the lesson guides and indeed the bonus episode, which goes through every single word and phrase of this text, and indeed all the content of the previous lessons too. Head over to coffeebreakfrench.com for all the information about Coffee Break French. And if you're interested in finding out more about High Five French, our new children's French course, then you can do so at highfivefrench.com. That's high, H-I-G-H, five, F-I-V-E, French.com. Alors, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Merci beaucoup.
Au revoir.
À la prochaine. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.